I computer like spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Spam and cookies. Good and good for you.
It's all about spam and cookies, I guess. 2003 was. Actually, 2003 was all about a lot of stuff, but without question, I think wireless Wi-Fi, I mean, the number of people that we saw in our business that jumped on the wireless bandwagon as far as a home network, and actually a lot of corporate individuals as well, I'd say. If I was going to pick out one technology that we saw that was having an impact on a lot of people, wireless networking.
Networking stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, think it's actually, I think we just started with it. I think it's going to become even more and more and more crazier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you look at Xbox now can connect through wireless devices. You know, virtually anything that has any kind of network connection now has a wireless option. They have wireless television now, so that you can actually watch TV with a 15-inch flat panel you carry around. So, you know, the next logical would be, and actually they have wireless monitors for computers. They're still kind of in their infancy, but...
What they really need to perfect is wireless power.
Oof.
If they can get that one working,
oof.
Imagine the world that opens up then.
I just would hate to walk in the path of that power thing, stuff.
That wouldn't be good.
The beam, the...
Hey, shall we do our Geek Speak Ode a Week?
Sure.
Every week we try to bring you a little something, something, something about the technology.
Something.
About technology and something that you can use when you're at that cocktail party. Of course, there's quite a few cocktail parties this time of year.
Yeah.
So this week's Geek Speak of the Week is bluejacking. Michael, what the heck is bluejacking?
Well, it's kind of confusing, but it isn't. The actual definition of bluejacking is temporarily hijacking another person's cell phone, PDA, any kind of equipment like that, by sending it an anonymous text message, and it's over the Bluetooth wireless networking system.
So it's only Bluetooth-enabled devices that can
be
bluejacked.
And it isn't named... The jacking, it doesn't have to do with the hijacking. Actually, a gentleman codenamed A-jacking on the internet came up with this. And so they changed it blue for Bluetooth, and jacking is his last part of his code name. So that's why it's blue jacking.
And the difference between the Bluetooth text messaging and standard text messaging is that anybody can just anonymously, like if you're in the same room, Bluetooth is a short-range wireless
correct
system, and so if you're in the same room as somebody else has a Bluetooth device,
yeah,
it broadcasts to all of them,
mm-hmm,
regardless of whether they're on your buddy list or anything else.
Exactly. Like, I could go into a bank not knowing anyone, and I can set my Bluetooth device to search for other Bluetooth devices,
uh-huh,
in about a 10-meter range.
Right.
It'll find it. I can then set up a code for it to go ahead and send an email to send a text message to that person.
You think about it, all those singles hanging out in those singles bars, broadcasting. Hey, baby.
Well, you could say, hey, baby, what's your sign,
yeah,
to everybody at once?
And then everyone, or, you know, like, oh, I like your blouse, the pink blouse. And then someone's like, who did this?
Anybody here want to come home and help me shave my back?
did that line ever work for you,
no,
Ken?
No, it didn't. Fortunately, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So Bluetooth, we heard a lot about how Bluetooth was going to revolutionize everything, and
it's a lot of hype.
Really do it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they kind of ran into a lot of problems with the fact that there's kind of a standard, but there's not really a standard, and so on and so forth. So, bluejacking. So I guess
if you get a message from someone you don't know who it is,
you're on the airplane bluejacking everybody on the airplane. All right, and our WebAttack free download of the week is you chose Social Entertainment Network?
Yes.
That kind of goes with bluejacking, huh?
Kind of.
What does that do for us?
Well, it allows you to meet strangers.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Hey, baby, what's your sign again?
We're here telling people, parents, don't let your kids... Yes. Meet strangers.
It's for older people who maybe don't get out a lot, and they can chat. They don't need to go meet them personally, but they can chat on the internet, and it's less sex chat. It's more just like, hey, what books do you read? It's nice.
Yeah, it all starts that way.
Older people who don't get out much, and I think you probably are offending Ken.
No, I get out plenty.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I do, absolutely.
For an old guy.
You guys can only wish you partied like I did. All right, and one last thing. Whatever we're calling this segment with the... You're going to educate people on something.
Correct.
Yeah. I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
Did you know? Did you know, and I'm not talking about the cookies you got at Christmas that are sweet, but internet cookies are actually not dangerous for you.
They're not. But and wait a minute. All these people have told us for years, right?
Yes. They got bad press in about 2000. The beginning of 2000, all of a sudden, the press got a hold of cookies and just made everyone think it's this program that gets on your system.
Big Brother.
Yeah, and they're watching you, and it's nothing like that. A cookie is basically, you know the VIP cards you get from the grocery store?
Yes.
This is a real
like an offline world
version? Yes. Yeah. And all it is it's got a little barcode on it, and when you go shopping...
So everybody needs to pull out their little VIP cards their little shopper cards.
If you have it, pull out your keys right now and look at it.
Yeah, does it say your name anywhere on that?
No, it does not.
How do we know it's yours?
You don't, unless...
What you're thinking is, wait a minute, the grocery store, though, they track my purchases with that.
Yeah.
Only if you gave them your real name and your real phone number and your real address. And your real information. If you didn't, guess what they track? They track
Joe Blow's
information.
Yep.
So what you're saying is it's not the cookie that's dangerous, it's
correct.
What you give up when you're getting the cookie.
Yes, what you're divulging in order to get that cookie. So when you go to these websites and you input information, you don't have to use your real name. You could be Joe Schmo from Alamo. Who cares?
Wow, you're a poet.
And another great example, everybody who's at home in front of your computer right now, you can play along. Go to our website at datadoctors.com. While you're there, you'll see a place to put in a zip code. If you put in a zip code, one time, it remembers that zip code every time you come back, so that when you're trying to look for the closest location, it remembers that. All you gave us was your zip code. I don't think we're going to do anything bad to you with your zip code.
Oh, yes,
but there was a cookie used to find that information. All we're doing is looking for...
But we know where they live now. We know where you live, so now call us!
It's the Computer Corner, 602-277-5827. More when we come back after the news.